Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas. Avi Mori, Harav David Svi, Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Mem Dalid. And we left off three lines from the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. One of the things we're going to have to remember in today's daf, from yesterday's daf, is the machlokas between Tanakama and Rav Yossi, which we will review in a moment. A good morning to Chana Chenech, to Eitan, to David Yoshua, to Rav Mordechai, to Avi, to Dr. Joe, to Harav Eliezer Dov, to Tzvika, and I'm assuming Yitzchak Yosef is going to be here any minute. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, and we're going to have to see, is this Brisa following Rav Yossi or not following Rav Yossi? Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, Hamafkires Sadehu, if a person makes his field hefker, Kol Shlosha Yamim, Yachalaksarbo. If a person makes his field hefker, so for the first 3 days, the field does not become hefker. We'll have to see. The Gemara is going to say that this is a din derabanan. Good morning. A din derabanan. Good morning, Yitzchak Yosef. There's a din derabanan that even though really midoraisa, when you make something hefker, it should be hefker right away. The rabbis made a takana and said, we're not going to make this thing hefker for 3 days. Why not? Because people were pulling shtick. People wanted to get out of having to give trumas and maisos. Apparently this is not a new problem. People want to try to get out of it. They have old kunsin to get out. So they came up with the chap. Make the thing hefker. Grab it right back from hefker. Oh, now it was hefker. I grabbed it from hefker. I'm not chayv in trumas and maisos. Hefker is not chayv in trumas and maisos. So people will pull a shtick like that. So if you pull a shtick like that, good morning, Jeremy. If people would put a shtick like that, then you never, no one's ever going to have to pay trumas and maisos. Just make it hefker, take it back. So the rabbi said, it has to be hefker for 3 days. Because to pull a shtick like that, no one's going to do it for 3 days. You're going to do it for 5 minutes. You're not going to make it hefker for 2 days. Once something has not been touched for 3 days, then we assume you really mean to make it hefker, and it's going to be hefker. So hamafker sadeo kol shlosha yamim yochel laksavo. You can back out from the hefker in 3 days because it doesn't really become hefker until after 3 days. Mikan ve'elach, however, after 3 days ein yochel laksavo. Once it's after 3 days, you no longer can back out from the hefker. Now let's just pause for 1 second here. So the Ran over here points out that, wait a second, if the whole reason that the rabbis said that you have to wait 3 days is because we're afraid you're not going to be serious and you're going to come just make it hefker as a shtick and come take it right back, why didn't they only make the gzeira on you that you have to wait 3 days? But if somebody else were to grab this thing before 3 days, then really he should be a legit owner. He should get it. Why are you telling me that even if somebody else grabs it, I can still back out 48 hours later? Let's say I make something hefker, and Svika comes, oh, I'm taking it. And then 2 days later, I said, no, I'm changing my mind. So I get it back, because it's not hefker. Why? Maybe the takana should have only been, if I grab it back, it was not hefker. But if somebody else grabs it, there's no reason to make that takana. So that's the Ran's kasha. So the Ran says there's two reasons why we didn't just make the takana on me and not on anybody else. Two reasons. Number one, you know, these kinds of things don't work. Either it's hefker or it's not hefker. So if we say, if somebody else takes it, then it was hefker. But if you take it, it wasn't hefker. So you're not going to listen to the Chazal for that. You're going to say, hey, if it's good enough hefker for somebody else, it should be good enough for me also. And no one's going to listen. You're going to say, no, it was hefker, and I'm not chayv and shumas and maisis on this stuff. So because people aren't going to believe you, so that's why once we made the takana on other people, so we made the takana on you as well. That's one reason. And the Ran has a second reason. The second reason the Ran says is that until you let this thing be hefker for 3 days, we don't know whether you really intended to make it hefker. Maybe you're just pulling shtick. Maybe you're just trying to let it go for a little while and take it back. You don't really mean to make it hefker. It's only once it's been hefker for 3 days do we assume that you for sure really mean to make it hefker. After 3 days, if you didn't grab it back before 3 days, we assume it's legit. Now, all this is the way the Ran understands. However, the Ritva and the Rush, Rav Avram and Ahar, many other Rishonim say, no, that in fact this Gzeira is only on you. But if somebody else were to take it within the 3 days, really it would be Hefker, they really would be Zoche. And the whole Takana was only on you and not on anybody else. So that's the way others understand. Let's continue.
Why is it generally 3 days? It's still a little amount of time to...
No, because so we assume that if it's a shtick, you would just do it within a few hours. What? You're going to do it, you're going to make it Hefker, then right away you can take it. What if you're going to leave for 3 days? So you're opening yourself up. Other people are going
to
take it. Yeah. But apparently, that's what the Rishonim assume here. Take a look. You can look in the Ran. I think the Ran spells it out later on. That within 3 days, we assume a guy's going to make a joke. But you're not going to leave it around ready for a week. You're not going to leave it around. If it's for a week, so then you really intend to make it Hefker.
Does Yair quit the same way?
What do you mean?
That you lose an object and
how much time are you not thinking about getting it back? Well, no, I don't think so. I think Yair's probably is longer. I think there I'm with Ellie on that one. I say if a guy loses something, so after 3 days he's forget it. No, I don't think so. I think people, depends how expensive the thing is, depends how lost it was. You know, I don't think it's 3 days. No, I don't think so. But you're right, it's a good question to know. When is a person miyayish? It could be I might be miyayish after a day, and you might be miyayish after a year. You know, it might be different. Well, pass me a tissue, please. Okay, Tanya. So, now, I'm sorry. So, we learned in the Brisa, if it's 3 days, you could back out. But after 3 days, so you can't back out. Now, that's the ratio of the Brisa. The ratio of the Brisa says that within 3 days of making something happen, you could back out. But after 3 days, you can't back out. That's the ratio. But now the Seifa says something totally different, and that's going to be the main topic of today's daf, distinguishing between the Reisha and the Seifa. So take a look at the Seifa. Omar tehi sadezum of keres l'yom echad. Let's say a guy says, I want to make this hefker for 1 day. L'shabbos achas, or for 1 week. L'chodesh echad, I want to make something hefker for 1 month. L'shana achas, I want it to be hefker for 1 year. L'shavu achas, for 1 7-year Shemitah cycle. Ad shelo zachaba. So, if no one else grabs onto this, so bein hu bein acher yochel laksebo. So up until the time somebody else grabs it, I could back out. However, misha zachaba, once somebody else backs out, and once someone else grabs it, and it sounds like even if someone else grabs it within 3 days, here we have no 3 day criteria. If somebody else grabs it within 1 day, misha zachaba bein hu bein acher, whether you grabbed it within a day, even if you grabbed it within a day. Or if somebody else grabbed it within a day, ein yochel laksavo. So then you can't back out. So the Gemara points out that there's like an inherent contradiction over here. The first half of the Brisa says it doesn't become hefker till 3 days, but the second half of the Brisa says if you make it hefker only for a specific amount of time, then the 3 day rule doesn't apply. And then as soon as you make it hefker, right away it's hefker. Why is that? The assumption is the reason why the 3 day rule doesn't apply is because generally speaking, when people make something hefker only for a specific amount of time, for a year, for a month, so then you're not going to pull the shtick of doing it for a miser, because if you're already limited in time, so then it's not you have a different goal in mind. This is not somebody who's trying to fake out the hefker. But at any rate, we said earlier. We said earlier that there's a Reb Yochanan. If you remember, we had yesterday's daf machlokas between Rabbanan and Reb Yossi about whether or not if a person makes something hefker, how do we view this? If you make something hefker, so it's hefker for a week and then somebody else grabs it. So at what point in time did it become hefker? So Reb Yossi said, if you remember, Rabbanan said, right away it's hefker. Right away, as soon as you make it hefker, it's hefker. And then the person zocha later on. So the person zocha in a hefker. But Rabbi Yossi said, no, it doesn't become hefker until the guy actually takes it. So wait a second. So over here says the Gemara, Reisha Rabbanan, Sefer Rabbi Yossi. So the Reisha that says there's a delay until the thing becomes that meaning. The Reisha that says so the Reisha here that there's a 3-day takana. So that's going like Rabbanan, who hold that really the hefker leaves right away. Really, it's hefker right away. Right? Because what happens after 3 days? After 3 days, it's hefker, even though no one's grabbed it yet. So the Reisha is going like Rabbanan that it could be hefker before the guy grabs it. But the Seifa says no. Up until, it all depends on when the guy grabs it. Before the guy grabs it, it's not hefker. Once he grabs it, because this is going like Rabbi Yossi, who said it doesn't become hefker until somebody actually grabs it. So what's going on over here? The Reisha is Rabbanan and the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi within the same brisa. What's going on? In the Reisha, it sounds like it's hefker right away after 3 days. In the Seifa, it sounds like, no, it doesn't become hefker until the guy grabs it. So the Seifa is Rabbanan and the Reisha is Rabbi Yossi. So what's going on? So the Gemara is going to have two answers to this. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, you're right. Ula says, you're right. Seifa nami Rabbanani. The Seifa is also going to Rabbanan, and really in the Seifa, we hold in the Seifa that as soon as he makes it Hefker, even before somebody else grabs it, really, it's Hefker. Why in the Seifa does it say that it doesn't become Hefker until the guy grabs it? I thought you told me no, the second he makes it Hefker. Says the Gemara, Seifa nami Rabbanan, Ihachi amai achlo zachaba, beinu beinachi ochlach. So why is he allowed to back out? If it's hefker right away, according to Rabbanan, why is he allowed to back out until somebody else grabs it? Says the Gemara, Shani l'shana l'shvua delo shchichi. No. There's a difference when a guy makes it hefker for a day, or for a week, or for a month, or for a year, or for 7 years. In such a case, it's a very infrequent kind of a case that a guy makes it hefker for a short amount of time. So we see that if a guy makes something hefker for a short amount of time, he doesn't really want to let go of it. He doesn't really want to let go of it. Because you see that he's only making hefker for a short amount of time. So because he doesn't want to really let go of it, we say it's actually not out of your rishus until somebody else grabs it. So even the Rabbanan who say that things are usually hefker right away, they'll agree that in a short-term hefker, it's not hefker right away until somebody else grabs onto it. Because why are you making hefker short term? By the way, before we get on to the second answer, you see from this Gemara that it's possible to make something hefker for short term. But the question that the Achronim deal with, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, is that if I make something hefker short term, well, if somebody else grabs in the middle, does he only get it for the short term or does he get it forever? So that's a dispute over here. So the simple shot would be, if I make something only hefker for a year, and somebody else grabs it after a day, he only gets it for the year. I only made it hefker for a year. After a year, it comes back to me. So that's a question. They always say, no, if I made it hefker for a year, it means that the guy can get it forever. So that's a dispute also. There's proofs back and forth about this issue. The post can debate this issue. If I make something hefker for a year, can the guy only acquire it for that year? For that year, it's yours now. Or no. What?
Is that considered hefker?
Oh, that's the question. That's the question. Is when I make something hefker for a year, does that mean if somebody else grabs it, it's hefker forever? If nobody grabs it, then after the year comes back to me. But if somebody grabs it in the interim, does he get it forever or only for the year? That's a shot.
So just for my clarification, when we say it's hefker and he takes it back, is he taking it back because it's hefker so anyone could take it, including me?
Yeah.
Or am I just canceling?
Exactly. Hefker? No, yeah. So if I take it back, so then it's mine. I acquired it. Okay. So that's Ula. Ula says the Reish is there with the Rabbanan. And Reish Lakish goes the other way. No. Reish Lakish Amar, me the Seifa Rabbi Yossi. The Seifa says, it doesn't leave my Rishos until somebody else gets it. The Reish also really, me do Raisa. It doesn't leave my Rishos until somebody else gets it. Why did the rabbi say that after 3 days? Since it didn't Rabbanon, that the rabbi say after 3 days, you can't back out anymore. Why not? And really, me do Raisa. really midoraisa, it's not hefker until somebody else grabs it. Even after 3 days, it's not yet hefker until somebody else grabs it. So why the rabbis say that it's hefker right away after 3 days? Says the Gemara. Why did the rabbis say that it leaves your rishus already after 3 days and you can no longer back out? After 3 days, you can't back out. Even if no one else has grabbed it, you can't back out. It's hefker too bad. Says the Gemara, Reish Hanataima, the lo lishtakach toras hefker. We want it because the problem is, if you can continue to back out any time, or if we would say that if you would grab it after 3 days, that really was never hefker yet, and therefore you'd still be chayv and shumas maisus. So people would say, oh, there's no such thing as hefker. There's no such thing. If a year later, I made something hefker, and a year later, no one grabbed it, yet I made hefker, I could take it back, and it's like it was never hefker. If that's true, then people would say, there's no such din as hefker. And people would think that, this stuff is not chayv and shumas maisus. And really, midoraisa, this is chayv and shumas maisus. So the rabbis were afraid that people would think that it's not. So midrabanan, they said, after 3 days, we're going to treat this stuff as hefker. Ask the Gemara, if that's true, so why'd they wait 3 days? Why didn't they say it's hefker right away? This is what I said outside before. It says, Gemara, ihachi, I feel miyamarisha namili have hefker. If it's a dindarabanan, so we should say that if really midoraisa, it doesn't go into hefker until somebody else grabs it. But so it's only dindarabanan, so why'd they wait 3 days? This is Eli's kasha from before. Why'd you wait 3 days? Says the Gemara, I feel miyamarisha namili have hefker. Answer the Gemara, amaraba. The reason why the rabbi said it doesn't become hefker after 1 day is because there were liars who would make something hefker for a short period of time. If it would be hefker right away, so what would the liars do? If it would be hefker after 5 minutes, so what would the liars do? They would make it hefker for 5 minutes, and they would grab it right back and get out of Trumas and Maestras. So liars, they wanted to get out of Trumas and Maestras. They make it hefker. Oh, it's hefker now. I'm not chayv in Trumas and Maestras. Then they would grab it back. I grabbed them hefker, and they're going to get out of Trumas and Maestras. So in order to avoid that problem, we said, no. You can't just make something hefker for 5 minutes. You got to wait. Really, midoraisa, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not hefker until somebody else grabs it. But midorabanan, after 3 days, we say, now you really mean it. So midorabanan, we're going to consider it to be hefker, and therefore, if it's 3 days, you're exempt from Trumas and Maestras.
Why do we do 3 days rather than a week?
Well, right. So we talked about this before, and we said it's got to be some significant amount of time that after that time passes, you're not just playing jokes anymore. You're not going to just do it for a short period of time and then take it back. 3 days was considered to be a legitimate amount of time that if you really left it for 3 days and you're not touching it again, so you're not playing games, you're not tricking around with it, and you really mean to make it hefker. It's considered to be a legitimate amount of time. I know that's not a good answer, John, but that's what Yitzhak said. Why 3 days? Where do you get 3 days from? But apparently the assumption was 3 days, you're serious and you really want to get rid of it.
You say that 3 days is a hefker time because that's how long we go without tearing
Torah?
Yes. Interesting. Monday, Thursday. Okay, could be. Interesting. I don't know where they got 3 days from. It's a good question.
In other words, the Rabbanin, we define a significant amount of time, not as 1 day.
Yeah.
Not as even 2 days.
Chazaka.
And we have a
3 days is chazaka. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So says the Gemara, Avo midoraisa, lo ave hefker. So wait a second. You tell me now, this stuff is really midoraisa. It's not hefker. It's only hefker midorabanan. But we're telling you that Salam Midoraisa, lo av hefker. So really, Midoraisa, this stuff is chayv in Trumas and Maestras. So wait a second. Says the Gemara, V'dilma asi la'asurei menachiv ala p'tur min ha'p'tur ala chiv. People are going to think it's hefker. People are going to think it's not chayv in Trumas and Maestras, but really, Midoraisa, it's chayv in Trumas and Maestras. So people aren't going to, they're not going to take Trumas and Maestras on this stuff. How could the rabbis make it hefker if Midoraisa, it's not hefker, it's chayv in Trumas and Maestras? Says the Gemara, we tell the guy, Damrianle, in this kind of a case where the guy leaves it for 3 days and then he acquires it back, or if somebody else acquires it, we tell him, you have to be mafresh trumas and maisus from this stuff on itself. Says the Gemara, actually, it's only if you. If somebody else grabs it, then it really is if somebody else grabs it, he's now chayv and trumas or maisis on the stuff. But if you grab it back, so we say, midirabbanan, midoraisa, said nobody else grabbed it, so it was never hefker. So you're chayv and trumas or maisis midoraisa, but midirabbanan, we say after 3 days, it's hefker. So we say to you, if you grab it back after 3 days, we say to you, you have to be mafresh trumas and maisis from this stuff on this stuff. We tell him, because you're in between, nobody else grabbed it, you grabbed it back, you have to take maisa. We say to him, damrin lei, that the person who's zochem in a hefker, ki ma'asus asim mineuve, when you take maisa on this stuff, you have to take fruit from this stuff on itself. But now the Gemara is going to challenge Reish Lakish's explanation. We had two explanations, Rabba and Reish Lakish. Rabba said, really, the whole b'raisa is going like chachamim, but I'm sorry, who were the two answers? The two answers were Ula and Reish Lakish. Ula said, really, the whole b'raisa is like chachamim, but if you mafkir it for a week, so then you don't really want to part with it. And Reish Lakish said, the whole b'raisa is really Rabbi Yossi, but it's a din d'rabbanan, so that people shouldn't think that there's no such thing as hefker. So the Gemara is going to challenge the second explanation, Reish Lakish, that the b'raisa is going like Rabbi Yossi. Meisvei. Well, I ask you a question from a different b'raisa, which says against this. Hamafkir es karmo. A guy makes his vineyard hefker. Ula shachar. Next morning. Amar Obitzaro. He goes and harvests it. You hear this? The guy makes it hefker at night. The next morning, he goes and grabs the stuff. So chayav beperet of olos of a shichov apeya. So he's chayav in giving these things to the poor person, the stuff that's forgotten, the corner of the field, the individual grapes, the individual rows of grapes. Peret olos shichov apeya. Upater min ha-maiser. You're exempt from maiser. Wait a second. What happened to the 3 days? We said before that. So here it says you're patur min ha-maiser right away. It's considered to be hefker right away. It's hefker and you're exempt from maiser. What do you mean? We just said before that the whole b'raisa is Rabbi Yossi, and you're chayav in maiser until 3 days. What happened to the 3 day rule? Even if you yourself went and grabbed it back, says the Gemara. Bishlama l'ula. So according to Ula's answer, so there is obvious difference. According to Ula, Dirabban and Katanila. So the other b'raisa that we had before was going like Rabbanan, who hold that really right away it becomes hefter. But there's a 3 day din Dirabbanan because of the liars. So the din before was talking with Dirabbanan because of the liars. And this price is talking about the din doraisa, that right away it's hefker according to Rabbanan. Udoraisa katani la. This price is the din doraisa, that right away, Rabbanan hold, right away, it's hefker. It's just din Rabbanan there because of the liars we said extended for 3 days. But this means me doraisa. However, Elul Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, said the whole earlier price was Rabbi Yossi, who said it doesn't become hefker right away. It never becomes hefker right away. Only after 3 days it becomes hefker midirabbanan. Elul Reish Lakish amai potter min ha-maiser. Why are you exempt from the maiser? No one else grabbed it. This stuff never became. It's not 3 days, so there's no din d'rabbanan. And no one else grabbed it, so there's no din d'oraisa. It's not hefker either way. You should be chayav in maiser. Why are you telling me you're potter? Answer the Gemara, you're right. Even though Reish Lakish said the entire earlier b'raisa was going like Rabbi Yossi, Reish Lakish will have to say this b'raisa is for sure going like Rabbanan. He's going to have to sort of agree to Ula on this b'raisa. Amalach Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish will answer you, Ki Amri Ana, I'll have to tell you that this, Rabbi Yossi, the earlier b'raisa, I said the whole b'raisa was Rabbi Yossi. But ha Rabbanan he. But this b'raisa is for sure going like Chachamim. Now, let me just read you the second answer, even though it's tomorrow's daf. But let me just read you the second answer, because my mom is holding in the same kasha, and then we could finish the parak, and we could begin tomorrow. The new parak says the Gemara, you're not going to remember. I don't have to, you know, just once we're in this already. So the Gemara gives another answer. Ibais Ema. I can give you another answer. I can give you another answer to answer up. How come in the first Brisa, maybe even this third, maybe even the second Brisa is going like Rabbi Yossi, who says that usually Hefker does not become Hefker until somebody else grabs it. Aye, so why in the world does this thing become Hefker right away? Says the Gemara, Ha, da'afkre ba'an pei shrein. The Brisa that says that you could still back out until somebody else grabs it, that's talking about you only made Hefker in front of two people. And Hefker in front of two people is not a good Hefker. So this Hefker doesn't, in that kind of situation.
You only include the person who's making it Hefker.
Yeah, you need two other people. So in such a case, it does not become Hefker until somebody else backs out. Veha, but the Brisa that said that this other Brisa that said it becomes Hefker right away. Veha, da'afkre ba'ape t'losa. If you make it Hefker in front of three people, it's Hefker right away. But if it's Hefker in front of two people, then it doesn't become Hefker until somebody else grabs it. What's the difference? Dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzadok. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzadok. Kol hamafker b'shnei shlosha. Have a Hefker. If you make something Hefker in front of three people, then it's a complete Hefker and it exempts you from Maisa right away. However, b'fnei shnayim, if you make an hefker in front of two people, according to our Gemara, lo havi hefker, it's not a complete hefker. If you make it in front of hefker in front of two people, so the Rad explains, it's not a complete hefker, meaning it's sort of like a quasi hefker that you could still back out of it until somebody else grabs it. But once somebody else grabs it, then it becomes a complete hefker.
So,
oh, 1 second. Havi hefker, 1 second. B'fnei shnayim, lo havi hefker. And there's another opinion, John, that disagrees with this. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Yod Tzadok. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, no. Devar Torah, as far as the Torah is concerned, afilu be'echad ave hefker. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, midoraisa, even if one person makes it hefker, it's hefker. Umatam amru b'shlosha. Why did the rabbi say midorabanan? You need to have a hefker in front of three people. So this, the first opinion says that three people is a requirement midoraisa to be complete hefker. Rabbi Shimon Levi says no. Midoraisa, even in front of one person, it is hefker. Midoraisa in front of one person, it's hefker. However, matam amru bishlosha. Why did the rabbi say midorabanan? You need three people. Kedei shehei echad zoche ushnayim meidin. That it's just so that the guy won't be able to claim later on you didn't make it hefker. Really, in front of one person, they're rising. But the reason why the rabbi said we're not going to allow you to make something hefker unless there's three people there is because we want two people to, we need one, if one of those three is going to be zocha in it, we want two people to testify that this thing was really hefker. We want readily made edus available so that two people would always be able to testify. Then in fact, when this guy grabbed it away from you, it was legit because you made it hefker. So really, midoraisa, it's hefker even in front of one person, but the rabbis were afraid of fights developing, of people grabbing hefker and other people saying, I never really made it hefker, so we need three people there so that two people will testify that in fact you really made it hefker. And I will go back and do a little bit more in depth about this, but just in terms of answering the question, so the Ran explains, the Gemara here means that the Brisa that said it's hefker right away, that's where you made it hefker in front of three people. But the Brisa that says it's not completely hefker until somebody else grabs it, you can still back out. That's if you made hefker in front of two people. It's not a complete hefker until somebody else grabs onto it.
This doesn't apply for a bit of comments or a bit of prayers or anything like that.
It's also hefker, right?
Yeah,
so you're saying
that. Right, you don't need other people to hear.
Right, I don't think so. Yeah, I think that.